intrinsic and extrinsic illusions. People have observed a shoe being made by a shoemaker, a dress being made by a dressmaker, a pot by a pot maker. They look at the world and conclude there must be a world maker, that there must have been a creator who created the world. They christened him God. Their conclusion sounds plausible, quite reasonable, but then it is a mere theory, a supposition, speculation. If you maintain this theory that God created the world, you separate God from the world. You segregate God and the world, thereby restrict the all-pervading nature of God. You place a limitation on the infinite being. Moreover, by making God a creator, you attribute motives, desires to God. You reduce God to the status of a shoemaker, a dressmaker, a potmaker. You must realize the origin of the world is well beyond the reach of the human intellect. The human intellect cannot conceive God. Give up that idea. Do not lead yourself to superstitious beliefs. Let your approach to the world be rational. Proceed from the known to the unknown. Do not take anything for granted. Through study, reflection, and meditation, you must gradually unveil your real self. Realize your true self. Discover your supreme being. Attain spiritual enlightenment. You will then realize the extraordinary illusion you were caught up in. The self-realized have declared from their own experience that the world that you perceive is just an illusory projection upon the Supreme Reality. That there are two illusions playing in the world, termed as intrinsic and extrinsic, which have held the mass of humanity in total delusion. An intrinsic illusion is one in which the real object and its illusion do not coexist. When the object is cognized, the illusion disappears. And when the illusion appears, the object disappears. The object and image do not appear together. For example, a child misapprehends a post in the dark to be a ghost. The child sees the ghost. It does not see the post. You see the post, you do not see the ghost. You then bring in light, illumine the post. The child now cognizes the post. Instantly the ghost is gone. You will notice that only one of them appears at a time. It is either the post or the ghost. They can never appear together to the same person at one time. That is an intrinsic illusion. An extrinsic illusion is one in which the object, image, and the medium which causes the image appear together. All three are present at the same time. An example of an extrinsic illusion is reflection in a mirror. You see your image in the mirror. The mirror is the medium that produces your reflection. In this illusion, you, your reflection, and the mirror all appear together. The object, image, and the medium present themselves simultaneously. That is an extrinsic illusion. There is yet another interesting phenomenon about these illusions. the possibility of both intrinsic and extrinsic facets appearing simultaneously in a single illusion. A boy treads on a rope in the dark, mistakes it for a snake. He sees a snake. He does not see the rope. That is an intrinsic illusion, where only one of them is seen, the snake and not the rope. Now follow carefully. You will find therein an extrinsic illusion created as well. Ask the boy to describe the snake he has seen. He says it is 6 feet long, 4 inches thick, black in color. Examine the rope. You find the rope is 6 feet long, 4 inches thick, black. The boy's description of the snake fits exactly with that of the rope. The properties of the rope have mirrored themselves in the illusory snake. The properties of the snake is merely a reflection of the properties of the rope. And the medium that has brought up this reflection is the illusory snake. The moment the snake was projected upon the rope, the snake becomes the medium for the properties of the rope and the properties of the snake to appear together at one time. Thus, the two sets of properties and the medium present themselves simultaneously. All three coexist. That is an extrinsic illusion. Human beings are caught up in both intrinsic and extrinsic illusions in their experience of the world. The world appears to you as a pluralistic phenomenon of things and beings, as an infinite expression of time, space and causation. But the entire world is nothing but Brahman. Brahman alone exists. But you see a world, not Brahman, like the boy seeing a snake, not the rope. You see a world where there is Brahman, that is the intrinsic illusion. In the same phenomenon, there is an extrinsic illusion as well. Brahman is said to be eternal, all-pervading, infinite. You find these properties in the world as well. The world seems to have come from eternity, going into eternity. It is all-pervasive, and its chain of causation runs into infinity. Thus, the world also appears to be eternal, all-pervading, infinite. You see the properties of Brahman clearly reflected in the properties of the world. The medium that has caused this reflection is the world itself. The moment the world appears, the three aspects of an extrinsic illusion show up. The two sets of properties and the medium all appearing at one time, that is the extrinsic illusion. Brahman is one reality existing everywhere at all times. Brahman is Atman, the Supreme Self within. It is ignorance of Brahman, the ignorance of self, that projects the two illusions. The non-apprehension of self causes the misapprehensions of the world. You do not see the Supreme Reality. Instead, you see the world. You also see the attributes of reality in the world. the solid seeming world is a play of the illusions, a meaningless projection. Strive hard to get out of these illusions you're lost in. Be it said to the credit of the prevailing religions that they have helped in removing one of the two illusions. At best, they have succeeded in overcoming the extrinsic illusion. Undoubtedly approached the reality. But that is not reaching the reality. Vedanta takes you well beyond that, removes not only the extrinsic but the intrinsic illusion as well, provides you with the knowledge of the Supreme Self within. Both the illusions disappear. You apprehend the ultimate reality, merge with Brahman. Self-realization, God-realization comes in two stages. The earlier is partial realization known as Savikalpa Samadhi. And the final is total realization, Nirvikalpa Samadhi. A spiritual seeker attains partial realization when he removes the extrinsic illusion alone. In that stage, he is on the verge but not experiencing total realization, since the intrinsic illusion still lingers. When he sees divinity in every object and being, all over, in a sinner or saint, he sees God alone everywhere. He experiences the unifying divinity in the diversities of the world. No divisions, no demarcations, no denominations, only divinity. But the duality still remains. His individuality is there to recognize divinity everywhere. This is the state of partial realization. Vedanta takes the seeker beyond the state of partial realization to total realization of the Supreme Self by overcoming the intrinsic illusion as well, to Nirvikalpa Samadhi. In partial realization, the seeker is in a state of duality. He has no doubt brought the entire pluralistic phenomena into a single mass of divinity. He finds God all over, but then there is the duality of himself and God. He sees God different from himself. And when he realizes the Supreme Self within, his individuality merges with divinity. The intrinsic illusion also vanishes. He becomes one with God, attains total realization, absolute enlightenment.